Sunday the 23rd of August 2020. It's BBC Radio Northampton. This is Sunday Brunch. We're with you through till 2. We've got a round of the What's My Line challenge to come in a few minutes' time. First, though, it's 16 minutes past 1. Sporting fan or not, I'm pretty sure you recognise this particular national anthem, Flower of Scotland, played here by the Grampian Police Pipe Band. It's appropriate to play it too because this year was due to have seen a mighty celebration of all things Scottish right here in this county. Yes, you heard that right. Scottish. That's because in 1920, the Northampton Town and County Scottish Association was established. Last weekend, I had Bill Lockerbie on the show talking about life as a volunteer at Delapree Abbey. Well, Bill is a proud Scot, and he's also a member of the association. So who better to tell me about its Northamptonshire credentials from last century than him?
The association was formed 100 years ago, John, to promote social activity amongst the Scottish people who had moved down here to find employment in management and banking and accountancy at that time. Some of them were solicitors and doctors, a very diverse group, but they had one thing in common, they were Scottish. And you couldn't travel up and down to Scotland as easily as you can today. So to get together and remind themselves of their traditions was the principle of the Northampton Town and County Scottish Association, and that lives to this very day.
That identity is very important, but for most Northamptonshire people who aren't Scottish, I guess they would say that the powerhouse of the Scots is in Corby. Is that actually the case, or are the Scots well spread across Northamptonshire?
It's a fact, John, that Corby was the miniature Scotland at one time during the steel industry headliners. But no, the Scots are spread all over, John, from here in Northampton to Milton Keynes, Bedford, all over. We're second and third and fourth generations, really, of Scots who have moved down here to pursue their various careers. So Corby perhaps was the main, or is identified as the main source of Scottish-ness, but not really. We're all over.
All over. There's Scots all over the place, which is a good thing. Now, just how strong is that sense of, dare I say it, nationalistic Scottishness in Northamptonshire, which presumably the association helps to foster?
I have become more Scottish since I moved down here from Scotland, because whilst we're in Scotland, we take for granted our wealth, our traditions, our patriotism. But when we move away and we are 300 or 400 miles away, we feel stronger about our connection. And that's the reason we come together, so that we can keep that alive and remind ourselves of that. I never wore a kilt in all of my years in Scotland. Now I regularly do at the events that we host here in Northampton, our St. Andrew's Nights, our Burns Nights. And you can feel that patriotism even more here than we do when we're in Scotland.
Can you play the bagpipes as well, Bill?
No, I can't. And that's a complicated thing. No, I can't. And all credit to those who can. It's a fabulous sound, and especially when it's masked pipes and drums on the Edinburgh Esplanade. It's Castle Esplanade. It's something special, I have to say.
Talk to a journalist about the Scots, and one question jumps into mind in a political sense, and of course that is the referendum, possibly again, about partition from the rest of the union. Does the association have a position on that, or is there a groundswell of favour one way or the other, Bill?
Good question, John. You're putting me on the spot. But I have to say, when we touch on this subject with our members, particularly those of Scots birth or lineal descent, we don't find any overwhelming desire for Scotland to become independent. Now, I'm just back from Scotland visiting family and friends myself. And I do detect the younger generation looking to go it alone, if you like. But the older generation, we tend to prefer to remain with the Union. But our biggest hope, John, I have to say, is that the question of independence doesn't split our families, our friends, and that everyone's view, whatever it is respected. And more especially that the Scots will always be welcome here in Northampton, regardless.
Good answer. Well, Bill, you might not have been able to have the centenary in the way that you had planned or had hoped, but in the same way as the Scots celebrate the glorious 12th, will you be able to celebrate the glorious 101st and just say, right, it's the 100th centenary plus 13 months?
Well, John, we're already halfway through our preparations for our Burns Night in January 2021.
Good Lord.
And I can assure you, John, that you know that the Scots know how to celebrate anything. We don't need an excuse. So we're aiming for January Burns evening, and that will be a very, very special event for us for lots of reasons. So, yes, we'll make up for it, John. Don't you worry about that. We will make up for it.
That's Bill Lockerbie. And in the same week that Dolly Parton launched her first Christmas single for 2020, why shouldn't the Scots be planning to celebrate Scotland and Burns Night 2021 with a centenary overtone?
John Griff. BBC. Radio Northampton.
Sláinte. Did I say that right? Congratulations to the Northamptonshire Scottish Association, or Northampton and County Scottish Association, in its 100th year. Those celebrations, eh? Featuring on Burns Night. Oh, there are going to be some sore heads the day after. That is still to come, though. Congratulations.